Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is the Dr. Artis Show, and I am thrilled and honored to be with three of the greatest humans I love hanging out with and spending time with and traveling around the world with and learning from. That is the AGES team, A-G-E-S. That is the Healing for the Ages founding group. This is going to be Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, Dr. Schmidt are joining me to discuss the upcoming conference, Make Yourself Healthy Again, coming up October 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Dallas, Texas. You better get your tickets if you haven't already. They're going to be sold out by the time you get there. Each of our two previous annual conferences were completely sold out for in-person tickets very quickly, and we expect this one. We've actually trimmed some of those seats back from last year, even though we were sold out then too. Go get your tickets if you want to be there in person. Go to healingfortheages.com. And then also for all of you virtual, if you're too far away, if you just can't travel and you just enjoy doing stuff over the internet, or your life is just too busy and you just can't travel to get here, the virtual tickets are available. Go to healingfortheages.com and get those. Use the discount code ARTIS if you'd like, A-R-D-I-S for our audiences, and you'll even save a larger percentage off of the virtual tickets and in person. Come hang out with us. It's going to be an incredible 3 days. I am super thrilled and honored about the guest we have coming on day one to do various presentations. I know I will be in the audience learning from these great experts in their own field. They deserve that attention. I cannot wait to learn from them. And I can't wait to learn from Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, Dr. Schmidt, like I have for years and years and years. And I am honored to call them friends and co-founders of the Healing for the Ages conference. So they're coming on the screen now. They're all over the world. Come join me, Group Ely and Schmidt, on the screen. Dr. Schmidt is in Florida, I'm assuming, in her home, or at close to her home, wherever she's at. I think she's on the property in her little bunkhouse to the right, if you're looking at her home. Dr. Ely's in Phoenix, where he's probably sweating his rear end off, where it's like,
I'm evaporating, man. It's just, it's crazy.
It's so hot in Phoenix. If for anybody that's not there, it's really hot. And then Dr. Group is off in his whimsical delight, hanging out in the Maldives Islands. What's the temperature like out there in the Maldives?
About 85 degrees, something like that. It's not hot. It's beautiful. The water's beautiful. Everything's great. Nice breeze.
That's incredible.
Living the island life.
I love it. All right. So what are we most excited about? We're going to go in order. Okay. So let's just summarize the last two conferences and what you were excited to learn, share, what it is that as you were putting together your presentations or the experience you had at the very first Healing for the Ages conference. I'll go first and we'll go in the Ages order. G-E-S. Now, I am Dr. Brian Artis, and in the very first conference, I just unloaded all kinds of venom information of stuff that most people were not familiar with, was in drugs, vaccines, cosmetics. I had not yet, that at the time of that in 2023, had not come across that Monsanto and other universities and suppliers of grains and seeds. I did not know they were genetically modifying seeds to produce crops that manufactured venoms inside of them. I didn't know they were doing that. I've learned that since. But to bring people up to speed on what was the cause for the long-term suffering with COVID, called long COVID, post-COVID syndrome, that was exciting to lay that out for people. And all the natural antidotes that I had shared with Group along the way in developing our foreign protein cleanse product, why it was I was collecting all that data at the same time I was doing all these interviews, trying to bring people up to speed of understanding why these symptoms were lingering so long compared to other respiratory viruses we've all been exposed to our whole life who did not have those symptoms lasting forever. Loss of taste and smell, brain fog, ringing in the ears for years. There was pot symptoms that was debilitating to people. They'd stand up, get dizzy, and fall over. It finally made sense once you got to the venom aspect of COVID and how long it takes for the body to degrade those venom proteins. It finally made sense why it was lasting so long for so many people. And then what were some of those antidotes we were clinically using, showing people in our own homes to rescue them of their suffering? That was very exciting. So bringing this collective group together to share all that information in the first conference in 2023 was very, very important. And I was very, very excited about that. All right. So I was excited about that. But then the actual experience of walking in the ballroom at the Hilton in Dallas, Texas, where the production was all set up. I had not seen it at all, even though I'm only 10 minutes is where I live from the hotel. I had not gone up there while they were building it for a couple days beforehand. So to walk in there the morning of it and to see this 45-foot LED wall behind us where we're going to be speaking and the beautiful setting of the ballroom. Oh my goodness. It was a production I've never seen at any health conference ever. And I was so excited to stand up on that stage and present with the beautiful setup that we had created there. And then I was so thrilled when I tasted the organic food that the chef at the Hilton agreed to actually source locally farmed goods, meats, veggies, spices, all organic for us and our attendees for me to eat it and see how incredible of a job this guy did. And then to watch everybody in the audiences eat it and nonstop talk about how incredible this food tasted, because I'm sure most of those people had never had organic food before. We were trying to show them there's a different way to experience a conference, to celebrate solutions and natural health, to sit with comrades that have different licensing and education. Some were PhDs, some were medical doctors, some were DOs, some were chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists, naturopaths. It was incredible to have them all in one room, all hugging, laughing, celebrating, dancing to music. It was just an incredible feeling to share with all of you from the stage and in person, on the ground, the VIP rooms, you name it, having documentary filmmakers there filming documentaries and interviews. It was just a very exciting experience. And it was, for me, the most honoring thing was to hear people before the second day even ended at our conference, to have the attendees who spent money and time and energy to be there, who all were saying in unison to all of us, "I can't wait for the next one. We're going to be here next year." I was like, oh my God, it was a success. So we pulled off something we tried to create. So that was most exciting. Year number two, I'll let each one of you do this too. Talk about what was so exciting about the previous ones. And then to add people to the stages in the second year, which was 2024. And everybody out there listening to me, if you haven't paid for these replays and downloaded these and gotten these, I'm really sorry. This is probably why you're asking all the questions you are to my customer service team. You need to go back and get these replays. We've already produced it all for you. Many, many answers. Where to start? Then it was exciting to have people come that we invited as guests to come to the second one. And the second one was themed curing the causes of cancer, addressing the causes of cancer. There's lots of causes, and we brought three individuals to the stages with us to join the four of us. Dr. Garcia, Dr. Jimenez, and Dr. Wright, we brought them in from various parts of the world. They have built clinics, and one of them, Dr. Wright, had cured herself of metastatic ovarian cancer in 2012 and now had become a naturopathic doctor and has already helped thousands reverse cancer diagnosis around the world in this time period. To have them on stage, was that not a powerful moment, all of you, to sit there up on stools, all of us up there, and answer Q&As to people who are being programmed to be afraid of cancer their whole life? And now you've got this great opportunity come 2025. You've got almost every media outfit talking about it, either in a positive or negative light of RFK Jr. and the HHS, him being assigned and given that opportunity. And then Donald Trump turning it over and giving him a mandate. We're going to make America healthy again. You've got these four individuals on the screen who have already been collectively adding people who have a similar voice. You can heal and live a symptom-free, disease-free life. And these are the steps to do it. Now you've got administrations. You've got the President of the United States giving mandates to Kennedy saying, "Hey, you want to help us do this?" There's been a lot of talk and very exciting, but we collectively, Dr. Group was sitting with us in January and he's like, people should be making themselves healthier again. Hold up. We're going with that this year. Make yourself healthy again, because none of us, the four of us included, have been relying on the government to keep our children healthy. What we have relied on from the government is their own documentation. We have been reading on our own and have said we're not doing what the government is promoting because of the crap they're actually publishing about the dangers of vaccines. So we've decided not to vaccinate our own kids or grandkids. So this is how we have operated. We've taken their information. We've reviewed their info. But their actual publications is what has helped us make informed decisions that have helped, I believe, protect the brain health, cardiovascular health, and immune health of my own children. And I have four grown children who are adults, never been vaccinated, never been given drugs, and they're all very healthy, no diseases, no prescriptions. It's been amazing. So I am happy and so excited and thrilled for our third conference, and we've added a full third day to our Healing for the Ages conference. I would like to now hear from you group. You're in the Maldives. You're the G in Ages. And I just have to say this. Well, I want a t-shirt. I want a t-shirt, Ely. Take note. Everybody watching at home, just watch this. I decided that we needed a t-shirt for our conference, and it needs to be Healing for the Ages. And then it needs to read underneath it in parentheses, brought to you by AI. Okay, AI. There's lots of people talking about AI, but AI is an acronym for something different, not artificial intelligence. I want it on the shirt to say powered by AI. Ages intelligence. We're bringing the Ages group of intelligence to you. It is powered by AI, brought to you by AI. This is AI, Ages intelligence. Here we go. All right, Dr. Group, I would like to hear your summary of your experience really over the first two and now the third coming up. Before this is over, I will tell you all in my audiences what I'm excited to present and dive into and give you as a tool I believe will help everybody. I don't care if you are not a lover of natural medicine, you just love drugs and medications, you're going to learn a lot from what I'm about to show you as a tool you can use for the rest of your life that we can build on, add to. It's going to be exciting. All right, Dr. Group, what are you most excited about with Ages that we've experienced over the last 2 years so far, 2+ years, and what's culminating in this third Healing for the Ages conference?
Well, that was a good presentation, Brian. Thank you for that. What I learned was really going back to COVID, you know, COVID, which is what brought us all together, really. I mean, this was in my lifetime and in all of our lifetimes, probably the most erratic, the most, you know, planned, you know, we basically for the last 30 years, we've been talking about the cabal, the dark forces, trying to control the population, you know, creating a pandemic, the creation of genetically modified foods, the creation of genetically modified vaccines. You know, we started looking at the mRNA technology back in 2016, 2017, when Big Pharma changed to biotech. And what did it, you know, the importance really of the first ages had a lot to do with the plandemic and the introduction of nanotechnology and the transhumanism agenda, which Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and everybody have had planned for quite some time. And what happened during the pandemic, obviously, is and really after the pandemic, or, you know, around 2020, 2021, even the time that we were coming together, when we first started talking about the confusion out there, you know, and all these new doctors that just started popping up out of nowhere, and these new experts that started popping up out of nowhere, and these new companies that were trying to push all these products for COVID and everything like that, and they were owned by BlackRock, and it was just like there was, all of us were just getting bombarded with so much confusion. You know, what do I do? I have to take the shot because I can't, I have to travel. I want to go see my mom. I have to take the shot, or I have to, you know, my work is forcing it on me. And so, you know, the whole world was basically turned upside down on purpose. And, you know, we all four of us attended multiple conferences, you know, after COVID and during that whole period of time. And it was basically the same thing. There was 40 different doctors or 40 different so-called experts, half of them I've never even heard of before, getting up on stage saying that they were the leading expert in, you know, immunology, or leading expert in virology, or leading expert in, you know, spike proteins. And they were just telling people what to do, because we have a whole world now that's basically freaked out, that's in a state of fear. Fearful for their life, their family's life. And it was a wake up call. You know, there's still a lot of people asleep, but I, you know, like what we talk about is you have to be shaken up. You have to go through some pain, trauma, and suffering. Of course, we've all been awake for a long time, but, you know, when you're awake and you're like 0.0000001% of the whole population and everybody else is asleep, which is just like shocks you. You know, when they announce something and then everybody just bows down to the government and puts their mask on and starts walking around like a robot going, I listen to CNN, I listen to Fox News, I will do what they say. You know, it's just like, oh my gosh. I mean, is humanity really that conformed already? And so obviously
more people weren't walking around with 6 foot long yardsticks, right? Like back up. Nope. We got to measure it 6 feet exactly. Back up, people. No, they just put vinyl stickers down every 6 feet. So you knew you were 6 feet apart. Ridiculous. Okay.
I mean, that was like, for me, it was like, it was traumatic just to see the level of manipulation. And, you know, I've always been a rebel. I've always been against the grain. You know, I'm always the one that's going to go completely the opposite way that anybody else goes. But, you know, initially when you reached out and wanted to create a team of doctors to try to help people really along the path instead of the by the way, getting back to all the conferences we went to, you sit up on stage and every single expert up there has a solution for a symptom and does not talk about the root cause. And all of us getting together because of everybody reaching out, and you have 20 different experts giving 20 different pieces of advice, and then everybody in the whole conference leaves confused, going, who do I follow? What do I do? Do I do all this? Ages was nothing more than bringing together hundreds of years of knowledge between all of us and simplifying everything. Because the true definition of a doctor is a teacher. And that's what we all do, is we all teach. And we teach the root cause of, I don't care if it's COVID or lupus or MS or cancer or diabetes or heart disease or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all caused by poisons. The dictionary, the old dictionary, when you look up the word virus, it's poison. You know, it's not, you know, whether it's a spike protein or whether it's a monosodium glutamate or whether it's glyphosate or whether it's, you know, mercury, whatever. It's just a poison for the body. You know, let's just simplify it all. You don't need to be spending years and years and years right now because of the situation we're in trying to figure things out. And so the first ages conference.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let's stay with the poison thing for viruses. This is funny. Let's stay there. Then let's go to it. You ready? All right. Let's make fun of this. You ready? All right. So if you have an infant and you're told, you know, they tell you to put these locks, child locks on your drawers underneath your sink or in the laundry room to protect your kids from getting access to poisons like bleaches, cleaners, whatever, Pine Sol, whatever that might be harmful to them. I have a question for you, Dr. Group. When we know the context around the definition of the word virus means a poison, all right, so just imagine any poisons out there, people. How many of you have ever been told that if your kid drinks Clorox bleach in the laundry room, don't touch them? They might be infectious. And they might get the Clorox bleach that's in them inside of you. I mean, this is exactly what they're programming everybody to realize. It's a poison. We're just poisoning everybody. But then they've taken it a step further. And they're like, you know what? These poisons are contagious. So stand 6 feet behind, cough into your elbow. Don't spread your Clorox bleach on the rest of the world. I mean, that's really what I think of. My mind is like this. It's like a child. I'm like, wait, but why? Why do they tell us to stay away from people if they have a poison inside of them? Like, people who are poisoned, you're not allowed to not go near them. Typically, you can go around people who have actually ingested poisons. So let's just make fun of the context here. They've convinced all of you that you're all infectious because you have a poison. And the word virus historically has always meant a poison. So I just find that very intriguing and interesting that we've listened to this narrative to be scared of other people who have this poison inside of them. But I didn't know poisons were contagious. Anyway, let's go to that. Was just a side note. That was just a thought. All right, group, keep going with your first annual conference. Go ahead.
So, staying in the mode of simplicity, how are you going to be exposed to poisons? Okay, you're going to be exposed to poisons in two different ways. Okay, you're going to have poisons in your external environment, and you're going to have poisons introduced to your internal environment. Basically, poisons outside of your body and poisons inside of your body. It's that simple. So the first ages was all about just simplifying. Look, it doesn't matter what you have and what you've been taught. If you just understand that the external and internal environment, it really going down to the choices that you make. I mean, you do, because you don't know, you're not educated. So you go get injected in with poisons into your body. But the first ages was beautiful because it was simplifying everything to the root cause of disease and the solution, which we still talk about and we'll talk about forever, is that if you have poisons, What do? You get them out of your system. You clean up your external environment. You detoxify your life. You detoxify your body. You detoxify your mind, and you detoxify your soul. And so that's, you know, that was the main message at the Healing for the Ages, number one, which, you know, is still relevant and will be relevant forever. You know, it's not like, oh, that was a while back. I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to get the new information. We said at Ages One, we are living in a new world as of COVID, as of the pandemic. We are living in a synthetic world now. Okay. So we can't pull research from 50 years ago, 100 years ago on nanotechnology, on hydrogel technology, on mRNA, graphene, you know, any type of rectennas, venom, you know, a lot of research on how venoms react with all this other stuff and all the vectors. So the transhumanism agenda, which changes everything. I mean, they've literally come out and said, we want to change you from a carbon-based life form to a silica-based life form. And that's so hard for people to wrap their heads around. I mean, we've been screaming it from the rooftop and still nobody's really listening. They're still drinking alcohol. They're still doing the same thing. And that's why we came up with Make Yourself Healthy Again for this one. But Healing for the Ages Part 2, why it's so exciting is because we're the leading team with focusing specifically on solutions for yourself, to empower you, instead of saying, oh, just take this for this or take this for this. You're learning about how to clean up your house in Ages 2. You're learning about how to clean up your external environment. You're cleaning up your internal environment, and then also providing the latest up-to-date research on the transhumanism agenda. What are they doing? I mean, we're the only team, by the way, still in the world that has a transhumanism research team that's been documenting the changes, that's been analyzing the snow, that's been working on stopping the geoengineering, the chemtrails in the air, that's been trying to clean up through our work with the Global Wellness Forum and all of the other work that we do outside of Healing for the Ages. So Healing for the Ages 2, as my presentation, was more about the transhumanism agenda, the research, what's currently going on, and how you can protect yourself from changing into, without your consent, by the way,
from freezing up on cyborg.
So then for this one, the Healing for the Ages 3, I mean, so what I'm going to be talking about in this one is, it's for me, it's, and I haven't got into this a lot in the past because I still focus on simplicity, you know, just cleaning your intestines, cleaning your liver. The liver is everything, you know, just make sure you clean your liver, get all the chemicals and heavy metals and nanotech out of the body, and get the parasites out of your body, especially the yeast. We revealed for the first time in Healing for the Ages too, that one of the main culprits is yeast, and that they're using yeast and E. coli, mostly yeast. Now they've moved away from E. coli. The P. pastoris and the C. cervicae, the brewer's yeast, which goes back to the whole purpose. They got everybody addicted to sugar. They got everybody addicted to alcohol. And alcohol and sugar is fueling the nanotech and the transhumanism agenda, as well as all the chemicals. And that's why we are telling people, you know, get all this stuff out with the EDTA and start really taking responsibility for your own health. And we revealed that. We were the first group in the world to reveal the Trojan horse of the yeast producing the venoms. You were the first person to reveal the venom technology. Jan is the first person to help reveal all of the secrets to help heal in many different ways. And Dr. Ely's our scientist over here that's been doing all of the studies on the holy water and the, you know, EMFs and all the other stuff that nobody's been doing. Like, you know, we're the, like, bringing this stuff to the public for the first time. And by the way, have you in the last 30 years seen a group of doctors work so, you know, cohesively together and be able to teach and, you know, the same thing? No, I mean, this is like the first of its generation. So that was huge.
One of my favorite things ever from our conferences is the putting us all up on stage together and all of us sitting up on stage and doing Q&As together, and then literally going like this. Well, Ed's the group. Ed group, Dr. Group is the expert in that one. That is definitely a question for Dr. Janice Schmidt. Oh, that is definitely a question for Dr. Henry Ely. I actually sent Ely a text. All of y'all saw it the other day. I was like, I think we need to call you Inspector Gadget. This guy's got the tool. If he sees a tool, he wants to go test it. He's got tools for tools, man. He's got tools to test the effectiveness of other tools. He's got the tools, man. It's amazing. So anyway, it's just an incredible group. And to put all of us up on stage, I told you all when I called you, the vision I have is I think I want the, and I'm, all of us were in agreement. I said, everybody who sees us, I want them to see that we're one collective mind and that we respect each other enough that we'll all get up on stages and we want to learn from each other. None of us have the pompous ego that we know better than anybody else. We just are here representing as a group, collectively and as a unit, hope in a celebration of solutions so eloquently put together by Dr. Janice Schmidt. And yes, Dr. Group, you have been the one who's enlightened me the most on the transhumanistic movement. And I've learned that from you privately, personally, and at the Aegis Conference. I sit there on the front row and I can't wait to learn what it is you've discovered that I've been off diving into this world of deceited venoms around the world. I wanted to know, what are you looking at? What are you being drawn to? And I think God is using each of us to actually put intuitions and thoughts into our minds that makes us go learn stuff. Yes. And that we should be sharing that information with as many people as possible and each other. And yes, you mentioned Dr. Janice Schmidt, the glucose oxidase in bee pollen and its ability to destroy graphene oxide, nanotech, amazing. Where else would we have gotten that info? And to keep it simple, I mean, how much more simple can you make it? I mean, how many multivitamin companies are there in this world? And Jana's like, well, you can just eat bee pollen. 84 to 90 vitamins and minerals that are essential to everybody's daily life. You could just eat that. You don't need Flintstones packaged into a convenient little tablet stamp looking like a cartoon. You could just, or go figure out where else you're going to get a multivitamin. It's already provided to you by nature. It's amazing. And Dr. Group, thank you very much. I'm very excited to learn from you again here at the Aegis Conference. What do you hope, group, people will walk away from at this next conference? What are you hoping they walk away from? That's the ultimate thing we're always thinking. We want to create something they'd leave with. What is it you want people to walk away with in October of 2025?
The theme of this year, which is make yourself healthy again, what we've been trying to teach people to do. It's time to take responsibility for your own health. It's time to protect yourself and your family. Stop worrying about what's going on in the government and what's going on everywhere around. It's time for you to create your own happy and healthy bubble that you can live in and create joy and peace and happiness and protect yourself from you know, turning into a cyborg.
As wonderful as it is, RFK Jr., you're in an uphill battle. We already understand this has been built for years. This hill is large. So you've got a big mountain to climb. I just want all of y'all to know, RFK Jr. and Donald Trump Jr., our Donald Trump president, is not coming to your house to cook your food and feed you. They're not going to the grocery store for you and picking out food and bringing it to your home. They're not doing that. They're not shopping for the supplements that you need to make yourself healthy again. They ain't doing that. That's not what the MAHA movement is about. They're not coming to cook for you, feed you, bathe you, or show you how to ground yourself. That is not what they're doing. Okay. So that's not what they're doing for you every day in your daily life. We are going to be showing you what we do in our daily life that keeps us healthy and not requiring the needs of such emergency service care or such drug therapy, vaccine therapies that the government's trying to figure out how to navigate and present as a healthier option for you. All right. To make you healthy again. All right. Let's go to the E in Aegis. Dr. Henry Ely. Now for everybody watching this, y'all may all know that it was my idea for the Healing for the Ages thing. And I actually don't claim it as my own. I think God kept pounding it into my head. And I was like, I don't want to do this. Then he presented the words, Healing for the Ages, you're going to do it. And I was like, I don't want to. And I literally was like, well, if I'm going to do this thing, I don't want to do it by myself. And I really am constantly wondering, how can we bring value to people around the world? And I think the more minds I can bring together with their incredible personalities and their different talents, skills, and knowledge, the more powerful this could be ever. And you three were the ones that came to mind. And I called you all in 5 minutes, all within 5 minutes, and just said, hey, would you guys do this with me? And all of you said yes. And then later I was like, Oh my God, our names actually spell ages. That's weird. Okay, artist group, Ely Schmidt. Amazing.
And I just honestly, want everybody to know out there. Honestly, I know. None of us have really probably wanted to do another conference, like yet another conference. And then, but when you said that, there was no doubt in my mind. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, I was so honored and very excited. Like, oh my God, this is a real thing. Here it goes. All right, here we go. All right, so I just want everybody to know. I am not the one out there doing the majority of the work behind the scenes. It is Dr. Henry Ely. He is behaving, operating, functioning as the executive producer. No one has taken this on, took it by the horns, grabbed it by the tail, and said, it's time to make this thing work and be scalable and bring it in a powerful way to all of you. I actually was the one going, let's just pump the brakes here. Let's just rent a church building and we'll get up on stage and record it and send it out to everybody. And as we continue to talk about this idea of a conference named Healing for the Ages, we started to realize that we think this would be way more powerful if we can get bodies in seats in front of us. Let's see if we can open this up. You guys, we've been to conferences all over the world. There's a reason why Ely, I think you were the only one at the time that was like, I'm going to do my own COVID-19 conferences during COVID by myself. I'm just going to do it here in Phoenix. Let's go wake people up. The rest of us were just going to conferences that other people were organizing, building, selling seats for to get people there. And we were supporting those. But you had already taken this challenge on yourself. You were already primed and ready to do this more than any of the other three of us. And I just want to personally thank you from the bottom of my heart for having the want, desire to do that. Ever before we ever talked, before we ever met. It's been awesome to watch you help us build something that is unique, special, and is bringing so much joy, happiness, love, and hope to people around the world. I mean, truly, the first Healing for the Ages conference, a lady comes up on stage named Gloria,
right
at the beginning of the conference, and tells everybody how urine therapy she learned from Dr. Group and Jonathan Otto, and then how using nicotine from me has helped her reverse all of her vaccine injuries, helped her lose 100 pounds of weight, helped her reverse all of her pain that was debilitating and making her not be able to be a mother. We got her up on stage to talk about what she'd learned just over digital media, watching us on screens, how it transformed her life. And now we're watching thousands, hearing from thousands of people that the things we're presenting to them are transforming their life. And you, Dr. Ely, have found ways with the rest of us as a team to come up with ways to package this information people can get, download, share with others in a way they can read, follow. You're a born writer, man. You can collect that stuff, put it in a format people can follow and read. Chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. How do I ground? How do I get AMF help and support? How do I do this home-brewed holy water concept? How do we do that? Well, we're just going to package it all, put it together. It has been an honor to work with you, Dr. Ely. You are a true one of the four musketeers here, making sure this thing marches forward. And I can't be more honored to have you as a brother, even before you collapsed in my house at the virtual solutions summit in May.
You know, I wrote about that, right? I wrote about that in the new book coming out next year. It's called The Pinky Incident. It shall henceforth be referred to as The Pinky Incident.
It was a real incident, and God, it was awesome to have you in the house and make that happen. So anyway, it's just been an honor to be here and to be with all of you. Dr. Ely, what have you been blown away with the first, second conference, and what are you hoping ultimately everybody walks away from in their homes or at the Dallas event in October? HealingForTheAges.com. Go there and use the promo code artist. Go now or whatever promo code you want. I don't care. Just get your rear ends there. It's going to be amazing. Ely, what are you excited about?
Get your tuckus in the seat. Yeah. You know, Dr. Artist, first of all, big shout out to your audience. Thank you. We love you all so much. And thank you for all the support all these years. You all have been fantastic.
They are
and
awesome.
A big driving force for getting this off the ground. I think I share first and foremost Dr. Group's assessment, and I think all of our assessments. You know, we went to so many conferences and we spoke at so many places. And one of the big things that we all had problems finding was food. You know what I mean? Like, I had to bring my own food whenever I would travel, whenever I could. You know what I mean? And then you have to go and find out where's there a Sprouts or where's there's a Whole Foods or some kind of natural farmer's market around. You know, and you have to go and source all this stuff. And it's like, here we are at this conference talking about what's going wrong in our world, and we can't even fix the food. You know what I mean? So when Dr. Group was like, hey, can we have organic food at the conference? And we were all like, yes, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And it's been delicious. So I agree with that. Dr. Artis, I was blown away walking into that auditorium the first time, too. I was like, that's a stage worthy of master teachers right there. that's a stage that I've always wanted to be on. I've wanted to earn the right to be on, that we want all of our healing homies to be on with us. That's a stage that presents natural medicine with the show that it deserves, you know, because it is the best medicine in the world. In fact, in my opinion, it's the only medicine in the world. We're not creating a different suffering, you know, like allopathic medicine and what they do. We are here to talk about healing, which makes it, which is all about this, healers, to make yourself whole and holy by restoring God's divine order within. That is the literal definition of what it means when you say healing for the ages. You are making yourself whole and holy again by restoring God's divine order within. So if we're going to do something like that, it's got to be done well. Like, we're not going to present and represent God on some little janky stage, you know, somewhere with some messed up food and all these other things, right? And one of the things that I got going to some of these other conferences before we started doing our thing was that you go to these conferences and they're just sell-alls. You know, they're just, they're getting people in there to get them to wherever the vendors are. And that's what it's all about. It's not really about the information that's on the stage. And the information, like Dr. Group has been saying, is confusing. When you leave, you don't really know who to trust or what to do and things like that. Where to start? Right, exactly, right?
Where do you start?
Where do we even begin, right? So for us to come together and show what natural medicine really is about and to be the standard bearers for this generation and say, we got this. I know, Dr. Artis, you and I talked all the time, and I was like, I'm so tired of listening to these white coats act like they know natural medicine, like it's this easy thing, and like it's something that they can just, they don't need to go to school or study, even pick up a book. They can just start spouting off about it. It just got under my skin. I actually told a couple, they'll remain nameless, but I texted a couple of people, and I was like, it's time for you to shut up about that right now, or else I'm going to start speaking out against you. You know what I mean? Like, you have to like let people know, like, stay in your lane, right? I have plenty of doctors in the movement who've come and studied with me, plenty of nurses who've come and study with me at the Energetic Health Institute. I know you all do too, right? We all have people that come and study with us. Those are the people we love and respect. Come in. If I don't know something, I'm not going to pretend like I know it. I'm going to go study with somebody who knows it, right? If I have a question about venom, I'm going and studying with Dr. Artis. If I have a question about the liver, I'm going and studying with Dr. Group. If I have a question about bees, I'm going and studying with Dr. Jenna. You know, you know where to go for the information. The knowledge is there. Now, where can you get it? Now I'm learning with Dr. Richard Olry. I got to get that in my brain, right? I have it as Orly for some reason. Olry, you know, he's brilliant on minerals, you know what I mean? And you just start, we all these people that are really geniuses started finding each other. Yes. And what healing for the ages became was an opportunity for everybody to come together every year and to share that gnosis, that knowledge. And for me, it culminates in that Gloria experience on stage, right? That's why we do it. We're not doing it for the ego boost for ourselves. We're doing it for the outcome. And the outcome is somebody came and listened to something we had to share and they healed themselves. They made themselves healthy again. So let me tell you this story. I shared it with the EPs, but I want to share it with your audience, Dr. Artis. I was on an interview like last week or the week before. I don't remember. You know, it's a blur, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking with, and, you know, it gets to the Q&A time and everything. Right. And we get one of our members, Nancy, and she's going to actually be, I think on Wednesday, at the, master class, or at least we're going to play her clip. Awesome. Right. But, she's in tears, and these are the tears of joy, right? The tears of joy that we love hearing. She's in tears of joy, of gratitude for the four of us. And what we have shared with her, because she did come to Dallas in 2023 and she sat in the audience and she was barely able to make it both financially and health-wise, but she felt an urgency to get there. She said, she loves you, Dr. Artis, right? Like, she was like, don't tell him that. Sorry, Nancy, I let the cat out of the bag. So
I love you too, Nancy, don't worry.
So she comes to the conference and she came for Dr. Artis. And this is what's so cool about all of our audiences. They come for us, right? But then they sit in those seats and they realize, oh my God, there are three more plus people that I can love too. and they fall in love with the other doctors because it's not about the doctors. It's about the medicine that we're teaching. It's about the healing that we're teaching, right? It's about you more than anything else. Not about us. It's about what you are capable of doing. We just got to get this gnosis, this knowledge into your head and into your heart, which that's what the conference is about. So Nancy is in tears, right, Dr. Artis? She's in tears. And she's like, I got to tell you, I went home and immediately did, because we give you a notebook, right, of things to do. She went home and started doing everything in that notebook, everything that we share with, everything she learned at the conference. And within weeks, she was feeling amazing, better than she ever thought she was going to be able to feel. Her husband saw the change in her, and her husband was in a similar situation, but he saw the change in her. He started doing what we were doing. She brought him to the conference last year, and they were around. And these are kind people. I wish they would have come up to us and just grabbed us and tackled us, right? Because you can walk around. You're going to, Sherry Tenpenny's going to be walking around. You're going to be able to go and give her a hug, y'all. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Gerald Pollack, the fourth phase, he's just going to be walking around the room and you're going to be able to talk to him.
He definitely needs a hug. Give Gerald Pollack a hug.
We got some hugs for Dr. Pollack. But it's cool. All of us, right? You can come up. And then all the homies that end up showing up, it's just a straight family affair. And there's a lot of love, a lot of hugs, great music, great food, great education. The thing I love about our conference, Dr. Artis, that you put out on the first one when we were talking about design was you were like, shut down the vendor booths. When somebody's teaching on that stage, it's about that person teaching, right? So Nancy, this is how awesome Nancy is, everybody, just to sum it up. She put in the work. She got the reward. And that's what we are here to do. We're not here to do the work for you. We're here to, number one, encourage you that the work being done is possible. But two, to give you the guidance and the plan on where to get started so there's no confusion. And that's what's so special about Healing for the Ages. So my first 2 years, it's fun that we get to, it seems like on Friday, we've been teaching like the old school stuff like we do anyway. And then on Saturdays, we teach the new stuff that we're learning about, which gets really exciting, right? And then on Thursday, this Thursday, we're adding on our documentary is coming out where we're going to break down the history, y'all, of how we got into this mess. It's going to be phenomenal. So you're going to love watching that, too. You know, I'm just over the moon with the outcomes, Dr. Artis. I'm over the moon with people are coming to a conference and they're getting more than they paid for each time. And they're getting that confidence within themselves that they can use God's medicine to heal themselves. And to me, that's our collective mission. And whenever that happens, every time that happens, to me, it's just, I want to hug every, I'm getting the chills right now. I just want to hug all of y'all and be like, thank you for letting me be a part of it. Really.
It's awesome, man. It's going to be very humbling and very exciting. I'm so thrilled. Now, usually, you know, we've been conditioned. I have been by grandparents, fathers, you name it, to always let the woman go first. And I did not let her go first in this conversation because she's the S in ages. She's the anchor for all of us. All right. So we're going to let Dr. Jana Schmidt, the anchor of the ages crew, summarize for all of you why it is she said yes, what she has been blown away with the first and second conferences, what value she's found in her own life, and what is she most thrilled and excited about that people are going to walk away from Make Yourself Healthy Again's themed Healing for the Ages conference in October 23, 24, 25th in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Jana Schmidt, thank you for saying yes.
Thank you. Thank you for listening and asking. It's just absolutely incredible. And I will have to say, you are all perfect, amazing gentlemen. And you let me go first at the conference. So that's pretty awesome.
Every time.
Yeah, super sweet. Well, and you also know that I'm not going to go over, so you don't have to worry about me taking anybody's time.
That is one thing. We're always on the edge of our seat waiting for this 2 hours of just amazing, euphoric knowledge. And then she'll end it early. And we're all like, wait, what? Wait, keep going.
I tried to lengthen it, but I'm so concerned about taking up your time or anybody. I mean, I don't want to take up anybody else's time. It's like really important to me. So sometimes I end a little short, but
I personally, Dr. J, think it's perfect because what it does for real is that you get out there, you set the tone early on when people are just kind of waking up and coming in, but then we always get this wonderful elongated Q&A session.
And that
really starts setting the feel, the tone for the entire conference. I love it.
If I can get all my information out there and sometimes talk a little fast, but we have more time for Q&A. I love connecting with people at these conferences. And that's what's also really different about this is it is interactive. Like, we are family. We see and connect with everybody at the conference, and then people make new friends and people come back together the next year. You know, through COVID brought fear and confusion, and in my attempts to learn and grow and help people in my you know little world at that time understand it and not be afraid and bring calm and clarity, I would connect with different people. And on some of these conferences and big things that we did, there were only a few that would stand out that were bringing calm and clarity and really wanted to connect with people, not just blowing up and making it more fearful and sensationalizing it. And even though they may have had a lot of really good information, it still brought fear. It still wound people up and, you know, got them. And I was like, wow, I don't understand this. But each time we kind of come back around, Dr. Artis, like, we would, my family would migrate to his, and I just kind of wanted to hang right there because I'm like, whoa, okay, here is grounding, clarity, calm, you know, just bringing people knowledge. So when you asked, it was like, of course, I would do a conference with you. And then all of our interactions, all of us together, I mean, my heart just resonated with you all and everything you were saying. When Dr. Ely and I met, like, we just talked. This was, I don't even know how long it was. And like, everyone else just sort of fell away and were like, just kept talking, like, okay. His heart is in the most amazing place for healing. And Dr. Group, I mean, my goodness, Dr. Group just exudes this love frequency that just tells everybody where his intentions for everything is to help people. Everything he does in all, you know, his company, his products, everything. So I was just absolutely thrilled, amazed, stunned to be honored to be a part of this. And if I could bring, I'm thinking, what can I bring? Everything I got. And I thought, you know, I've been raised like this my whole life. So sometimes I forget that there are some things that I've learned just growing up in a natural lifestyle that I have to offer. So it helped to bring some of that to life. And in the first conference, I was able to share how I was raised and being able to know your body and your body systems. That's very important to know your body and all the body systems and how they work together. But then the telltale signs. So that I was taught as a child, like, oh, you have a stomach ache. It doesn't mean that, you know, you need a Tums, you need an antacid or something, right? It means there's something wrong. Maybe you ate something, maybe, you know, there's all different ways and then ways to figure that out yourself and then heal it.
So, you know, that means you need a colonoscopy, Dr. Janet Schmidt.
That's what I heard. I still don't believe it. But I think it's so wonderful that, I mean, a child could learn all of this and know how to figure out what's going on. Like, certainly the rest of the world could learn it. So I was really excited to show, like, even from a childlike perspective. And when I teach, I homeschooled my kids. So sometimes I simplify it a little bit and then scale up the science. But to share all that was really wonderful, to share the body systems and the telltale signs, you know, white marks on your nails or splotches on your tongue. Like, our body is constantly telling us and speaking to us. We need to know how to read it and understand it. And one really good way to do that is to detox so you can understand the body very clearly. And then as a mom, teaching this to your children, it was taught to me and it has served me my entire life. And I was able to pass that on to my children. And now I see them doing that to their children. So it's just, it's powerful, this little bit of knowledge that goes such a long way. And at these conferences, it was such an honor to be able to connect with people and families and give them these knowledges. And then they tell me back later or write to me like, hey, this worked, or they look to me and they trust me for what to do, you know, if their child is sick. And it's just a really cool thing to be able to share. And then on the second day of the first conference, I was able to share my love of bees and the just amazing, wonderful things that come from bees and how it helps our lives in so many ways. And I learn more things every day, honestly. Every day I learn something more about those bees. And then plants, you know, how herbal medicine has been around a lot longer than the pharmaceutical medicine, and it was actually precursor, and a lot of pharmaceuticals are trying to mimic it. And so it was good to share that too, because that's our medicine, is what God made for our bodies, because our bodies are God made. So that was just an amazing first conference. And I was just like, yes, this is the conference like I've always wanted, and I wanted to attend. And I'm actually speaking, like, it was pretty cool. And then the second year, and we brought some really just people we love in on the conversation. And the first day, Dr. Robert Scott Bell just brought the information of homeopathy, and I was just loving being interactive with that. And I shared how to make tinctures so people could actually take back, make themselves healthy, not go look for CVS to make them healthy, because that's not going to work. So learning how to do that yourself is very important, taking the reins back. And then on the second day, some of the things I'd studied with our microscopists and things we saw in the slides, like mind-blowing. Again, learning more things about bee pollen. But overall, I was talking about our immune system's best friends. Super simple, super easy, things that over the years we've just gotten away from sunshine and exercise and grounding makes all the difference. But I was able to show it in a scientific way, like this is how it's actually working. And then the teen ages. Did y'all love that? I just loved it. I mean,
I loved it.
I couldn't get enough of them. And I think they might be joining us again on this third one. I'm not 100% sure, but oh my goodness. And I want to tell you something really funny. I had so many people come and say, nobody had to tell me who's kids those were, like the way that each of our children spoke were exactly the way we would, and that the way our interacted, like, oh, you could completely tell. It was pretty funny. Pretty funny. So anyway, I loved that, and they did such a good job on the topic. It was a really heavy topic, and they did such a beautiful job expressing it. And I love for other people to see that the generations coming up are aware of this. They need to know it, and they can be just as knowledgeable and strong. And like, so not to hold back anything from those younger, like let them have the reins, let them do this. And so in this next conference, again, super excited. Every time we like, hey, we'd like to do this, and we kind of level it up next extra mile, kind of extra effort thing. Put this in the goodie bag, or let's now we're going to have like grounding mats everywhere and this like little tranquil room people can go to. And it's just every time there's like, whoa, this is like, okay, this is now officially the best conference I've ever been to now. And it's even more and more and more. But this time, Make Yourself Healthy Again, Dr. Group coined, it's perfect. I mean, when should we ever trust the government to make ourselves healthy? Like Dr. Arter said, they're not coming to help us. Right? They're not going to come to our homes and say, this is where you should plant your garden.
The HHS coming to prepare meals in your home? Is that what you think is happening? I don't think they're doing that for you.
I don't think so, too. I'm just going to talk about like fuel. Actually, Dr. Ely's going to talk about that, too, electric nutrition. So I think they'll complement each other really well. But I want to teach people not just shop the perimeter of the grocery store, and we've all heard that, but it goes way deeper than that. We can't just, let's go back to eating more natural. There are some things going on that Dr. Group has just made us very aware of, some bioweapons that are just formed against us. We need to know what those are, how to circumnavigate those, how to choose food. And not everybody can grow a garden. Not everybody has a farmer's market. So we're going to talk about all those options, what the stickers on the produce mean. They mean something, and it's important for you to know what those are. And
I don't know what that is. I can't wait to learn that from you.
Yeah. And you can buy directly from organic farms. You just contact them. Sometimes they have a certain amount they want you to buy, but you can go right to them and you can get friends in on it. So I'm going to give all those resources. So getting good food is not going to be the hazard, not going to be the hurdle that any of us have. And then the second day, this all goes along with knowing what you can put in your body and what you shouldn't put in your body, but apply kinesiology, muscle response testing. I love it so much. And one of the first conferences, I said, I would love to teach this. People ask me all the time, Dr. Arson, are like, yeah, I don't think people are ready for that yet. Well, it looks like already established, you know, what we're talking about, that we're professionals, that this is scientific, our heart, you know, this is God-driven, before we freak people out with muscle response testing. And it did freak me out. And I'm going to share that story at this conference, like why I was standoffish from it for a very long time and how it became just part of who I am and everything I do. Every single day I use this. And it is it's like a truth detector for your body that God has put in. It's a discernment that God puts in your body. And there are simple ways to figure out if something is good for you, something is not good for you, or what's going on in the body. So I'm excited to share that. I think I'm going to bring some people up and just blow some minds. And
you Dr. should. It's going to be awesome.
I want you involved in this somehow, Dr. Ars, because I thought I was really good at it. Like, it took me years, you know, you kind of perfect it and things you do. I'm like, okay, I feel really confident. And then when I saw Dr. Ars do, I'm like, okay, time to level up. Like I've learned actually a lot from you, and I'll share that too. Really, really mind-blowing, amazing things that God has been able to teach me through muscle response testing because you inspired me, Dr. Ars. So thank you. So yes, I hope everyone walks away going, yeah, I got this. I'm not afraid. I can do this. So, and then a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, you guys. It's a heavy topics we're talking about, but somehow there's just, it's full of hope, just full of hope. So I'm going to do a countdown. I'm so excited.
I have a confession to make, Dr. Janet Schmidt. There are people sending me to our PO box for our companies and our podcast show. In this last week, I've gotten all these articles in the mail, people sending me, and this is not a joke what they're saying. Dr. Ars, if you would like to learn how to actually have deeper discernment for various topics, you should learn this muscle testing technique. And they will send me all this information about muscle testing, applied kinesiology, and all these references and how to use it, different types. And I'm like, this is so funny. If you only knew what I've spent decades learning to do. It's been pretty, pretty astounding. And I think it is about that time to start introducing people to that. And I will just say this, there are baby steps to everything.
Yes.
And I just think people needed to realize, number one, the shock value for the rest of the world that are waking up. As Dr. Group said, a lot of people are waking up. The shock was, hold up. They're forcing us to not go see family because we didn't get a shot. And the shot's never been proven safe and effective ever. There's no long-term trials. It's brand new technology. I thought we had to wait for an FDA approval process. We've been conditioned and programmed to believe that. What is going on here? This whole thing seems wrong. And it just made people question stuff. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. Listen to me, everybody. I told you all to be afraid of the hospital protocols, which you've all been programmed. The hospital is the only place on earth to trust when you're sick and ill and unwell and you don't know what to do. All right. So we vomited a whole bunch of worries and warnings out there and then showed you the remdesivir stuff, showed you the COVID-19 vaccine injuries, blah, blah. And it made you all start pumping the brakes. A lot of you for the first time ever, like, hold up, something's very wrong. The first thing is you all needed to be warned. There's something very wrong. You've been programmed to believe, which is 100% blind faith and trust in drugs made by pharmaceutical companies. Okay. And then you've got federal health agencies putting out schedules and publishing them that you can't even participate in public without them. All right. So this is all you've been conditioned and programmed to do. So we had to peel back the veil of deception when you were all brought to an alarm moment. Oh my God, something doesn't feel right. Yeah. Let me show you what isn't right. And let us as a group, we were showing you what wasn't right the whole time. Then it is, well, if we were wrong about this concept of blind faith in all drugs or the cure-alls, then we started chipping away at. And I think I'll give some credit here to some MDs who first chirped that zinc was something to help you during COVID. That was at least a mineral supplement that most doctors are not prescribing or know anything about. So Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Ben Marble, MDs, thank you for in March of 2020 putting that out there. That was wonderful because then it started chipping away at the drugs are the only things that are FDA approved that can help us ever. No, now you've heard from a few MDs. There's a mineral supplement without a prescription that can help you to some degree with COVID. Okay, great. So this was a chipping away. What else didn't you know? Everything Dr. Group's been teaching publicly for decades that Dr. Janice Schmidt was learning in the woods growing up as a child. And then Dr. Ely has been literally deprogramming himself since naturopathic school and as a young adult, like deprogramming it all. And then having experience of his mother dying from cancer recommended treatment options that ultimately ended her life. And he got to watch that and witness that and watch that lives are ended with this crap. Just as I was teaching you and a lot of people around the world with remdesivir in the hospital protocols. There are baby steps to deprogramming all of you.
Yeah.
And very early on, Dr. James Smith's like, do you think we should teach people muscle testing? And I was like, nope. No, let's just take these baby steps and build an army of people.
Right. You're so right. I wanted to jump right in because it's like, this is a great tool. And
people were. Yep. So even with my own patients in practice, I was doing baby steps with all of them. Like I'd walk them through their drugs, what their drugs did to them, printed those out, physician's desk reference. This is what you're swallowing every day that's hurting you. Day one. Come back next month. Start getting your medical doctors to take you off that crap so you stop having these symptoms. Good. Come back next month. Now I'm going to teach you what you should eat. Now, next month, you're going to keep track of everything you're eating too. And then next month, I'm going to then massage your dietary recommendations and show you what else you can improve on. Then come back next month. Now we're going to introduce some nutritional supplements into your regimen. Now we're going to start detoxing you specifically, right? This is how I handled it with everybody. And it really, I found, was very effective at helping them. But the whole time, from day one, I was educating them on muscle testing, what I was going to use ultimately to help them. But then there are aspects of muscle testing that I knew people were going to be like aversive to. Like some people were like this.
Yes.
There are certain religions, by the way, in America that literally these people would look at me who trusted me for months because I healed their family members of all kinds of things. They thought, I don't do the healing. Their bodies do the healing, but everybody looks at you as if you're doing the healing. So they'd look at me like, oh my God, I was this great savior of humans. And I'd go, no, the body does this all by itself. The way God designed it, I just coach you and guide you to allow the body to do those things and then watch the miracles. It's amazing. So these people would come in thinking you were some savior and I'd be like this now. No, I've got to prime you and educate you one step after another because I know I had to deprogram myself for years over all these things I've been taught. But people would come in thinking that this is what I was going to do with them. And I'd go, no, we're going to take this one step at a time. And I'm going to, you know, like, what about Bob? Did you ever see that Bill Murray movie? Yeah. Baby steps. Yeah. Baby steps. I'd baby step them through everything because you've been so conditioned and programmed. I mean, I literally today I'm talking about nicotine all the time and people are flying me around the world to talk about nicotine. And the very first thing I have to address is all of you believe it's addictive. So I will destroy that narrative with research studies first before I even tell you what the health benefits are. Because if I just dive into the health benefits, all they hear every time I say nicotine is the next word in their brain that they've heard a million times. Immediately when I say nicotine, they hear the word addictive or extremely addictive. And then I'm talking over that hearing in their brain with something that it's healthy and they just can't hear it. So I've got to get that out of the way first. These are the baby steps. But then I'll just tell you, even in muscle testing, Dr. Janice Schmidt, there are levels to muscle testing.
Yes.
And I was not open to all of them. And I wasn't open to the first one. It took me 3 years. Every day.
Me too.
With muscle testing before I ever even thought I got a positive response.
Do you think our ages family are ready for this?
And I think there are applied kinesiology muscle testing techniques that I believe many of them are ready for. And then there are going to be things we will introduce later that are going to blow your mind even more. But you just need to understand these individuals on the screen have knowledge, skill sets that you don't have. They've been learning them, using them clinically for decades. I've been using muscle testing for years. We also have blood test analysis, hair analysis. Dr. Jan Schmidt been doing the same thing, I'm sure. Dr. Group, you too. You've got your liver test. You've got heavy metal testing, parasite testing. Dr. Ely, you've got hair analysis, urine analysis, sweat analysis. You've got all these tools you're using and techniques you're using, allergy testing, food allergy testing, all kinds of tests that you're using. You don't vomit all of these on everybody on day one. No, you literally are using baby steps to introduce these concepts. They're new to most people. What do you mean you can take my hair and figure out how much aluminum, barium, strontium poisoning I've got from possibly chemtrails in the sky? We've known about these for 20 years. Your MD just didn't tell you. It's okay. It's all right. We're going to take you through these one at a time, and we're going to massage slowly all the things until you see that your body's functioning. Your mind has all these possibilities open to you, that they work. And I will not even tell you what are some of the extreme things I've done with muscle testing that just blew me away that I did not have faith in. I actually was just open to it might work, but I did not think I was going to get a result. And oh my goodness, the information you can gather through muscle testing for yourself without requiring anybody else to help you, you can learn how to do this by yourself. And it is an incredible tool that will actually allow you to make very confident decisions very quickly without needing to find a podcast, find a book, find a research article, whatever. You can do it all standing in the aisle in the grocery store all by yourself, and you can figure out what is going to provide the most maximum benefit or harms to you. It's going to be pretty awesome. I think that'll be very helpful, Dr. Schmidt. All right, I have a question for you, Dr. Schmidt. We'll go first with you here. Name one thing you've learned from Dr. Henry Ely.
Wow, one. I've learned so many. I love something that I've been able to like recreate and do over and over and over again is how to show people that the grounding works. Like what, how to use the meter and show that it works, because I knew grounding worked, but I didn't know how to show people. So that has been powerful. And as soon as they see that, you know, a lot of people are very analytical. They want to see the, they want to see the receipts, and it's been incredible. So that's the first thing that came out of my mind, because my feet, I just looked down and my feet are on the grounding mat. So, but I could talk all day on the things I've learned from you.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think when Janet Smith says that, you know what I imagined? You being conceived or born in Missouri, the show me state. Dr. Ely is showing you how to show how grounding works. Dr. Ely, name one thing you've learned from Dr. Janet Schmidt in the last 3 years. Just one.
Oh my goodness. Of all the things, let me pick one. Oh, you know, the recent thing she just taught me was just going over the iodine skin test again. Like, she took me through that. And I'm very happy to say, Dr. J, that yes, it's way beyond 2 hours and it's still on my skin and everything. So I'm getting good amounts of iodine in my body. But yeah, that was just such a wonderful reinforcement. And so simple too. That's what I love about it.
All right, Dr. Group, what have you learned from Dr. Schmidt?
You know, calmness, Earth, being, you know, the importance of Mother Earth. I mean, especially with the bees. I just reached out to her about the beetles that I had in my hives, and the importance of bee pollen. And since we've been studying that with the transhumanism stuff, it's just becoming more and more evident. I don't travel anywhere. As a matter of fact, I have a bag full of bee pollen with me right here, Jana's bee pollen. And I've been studying more on the effects of vegans and vegetarians, you know, because they're deficient a lot of times in the B vitamins. And and I've come to the conclusion, I've actually been teaching people now that, like, you won't have, even though there's a little bit of a controversy with vegans, you know, consuming honey and bee pollen, which is just weird to me. I don't, it's just flowers. I mean, it's just pollen from flowers, right? I mean, it's just because a bee collects it. I mean, but anyway, I'm pretty convinced at this point in time that any type of a vegan or vegetarian that consumes bee pollen on a regular basis. And by the way, everywhere I go, even in the Maldives, like the place I'm staying right here has, it's an organic place, and they have their own bees, but they also bring in a bunch of honey from all over the world. They have a honey room here. Wow. And they have rosemary honey, pine honey, eucalyptus honey, like all the different types of honeys from, you know, all the different types of medicinal herbs. And it's just like, I just go in there and I just get a little bit of each, and then I get the honeycomb and just eat it. So
that's incredible.
Just, you know, herbs. I mean, Jana and I talk about herbs and different types of medicines and the stuff that she creates over there too. She's just like an amazing herbalist, which, you know, she doesn't talk about, you know, she did it at ages two, but I mean, her power of being connecting with herbs and being able to create awesome elixirs and awesome herbal formulas. I mean, I've been in this industry for 30 years, and Jana, she's one of the top when it comes to formulating and mixing different types of herbal blends together.
You're saying the same things I'd say about you. Like, I'm just so absolutely stunned by all the things that you're making and putting together, and the technology for absorption. Wow, that's a huge game changer. Huge. And ways to find out if those raw ingredients are clean, because we need to know that more and more. And I loved all the avenues. So we've employed that at Jana's All Natural too. Like, it doesn't come in anywhere near in the inside unless it's been like tested thoroughly. So yeah, really, really, that was a game changer for sure. I love that.
Well, I just wanted to do that little round table there, because I think the world will appreciate, and our audiences will appreciate, that we find extreme joy and excitement learning from each other. And there's just so much in this world to know, even in the world of natural healing and health. I mean, I really would love right now to just grab Group put them in a room and just hang out with them for like 5 hours and go, what did you learn as you've traveled the whole world in the last 4 weeks, Please. 5 weeks, 6 weeks? Oh my God, I'm watching you in jungles of Laos and all over the place. I'm like, what are you learning from these people? Can't wait to find out what he's learned. I just love all of your minds. I love all of your life experiences, your clinical experiences, and your ability to speak on the solutions that provide hope to people around the world that you have learned. And then we've applied them in our own lives or applying them to people around the world. And to me, nothing is more honorable or exciting or rewarding to me than hear people's lives have been transformed from what we've been studying and sharing with the rest of the world. And if you want to know what those things are, come join us at Healing for the Ages. Go to healingfortheages.com, put in my last name, ARDIS. You'll get a discount, or don't put in a code and pay full price so you can help support us in all of our efforts around the world. We don't mind. Give us some kudos. We're doing a whole lot of work. And Dr. Henry Ely is doing a lot of work on the backside, making sure this thing runs fluidly. And it's an event we walk into the room proud to introduce you to and to spend the next 3 days with. And there are some incredible speakers. I will not review them here. You can see them at healingfortheages.com, but I can't wait to learn from them. I mean, I've learned a lot from each of you. I know you've all learned about venom from me. I didn't want to learn about venom. I didn't want to know anything about it, but I know you've learned at least that from me. So we all together love learning from each other, and I cannot wait to join all of you on stage October 23rd, 24th, 25th, Healing for the Ages, Dallas, Texas. Be there in person. Get your virtual tickets. It's time to let Dr. Ed Group go to bed. It's past the midnight hour, which I said wouldn't keep him up, but he needs to go join his wife. They need to go hang out, go get some rest so they can celebrate the beauty of nature in the Maldives Islands. God bless you all. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Artist Show. And just so you know, Dr. Group, I love you. Dr. Ely, I love you. Dr. Janet Schmidt, we love you.
We love you too, Dr. Artist.
Hey, thanks.
Love you guys.
See you in Dallas.
Bye, everyone. See love you.